Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So the subject is kingdom peace. That title should tell you that there are types of peace. There is religious peace. And then there is kingdom peace. Religious peace is the one that is in the world. It is what the world can give you. But there is kingdom peace. That is the peace of Jesus. So John chapter 14 verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is about to leave his apostles or disciples for heaven. And he tells them that, "I am leaving you with something." Said, "Peace I give, or I leave with you." So he brings your mind to something. He brings your mind to peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know some people wish that Jesus had said, "I leave you with anointings." Anointing, I leave with you. But Jesus said, "Peace, I leave with you." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said that it is not the peace that the world has. He said, "Not as the world gives, do I give you." Because there is the world's peace or religious peace. And the world gives it in a certain manner. When it is kingdom peace, the world cannot give it. You know, because the world doesn't have it. And when what you do not have, you cannot give it. So the world will give its brand of peace. That is what men know. But Jesus says that, "I am giving you a certain special peace." He calls it my peace. My peace. My peace. Jesus, he came with kingdom peace in his life. He came with the kingdom peace and lived it on this earth. And when he was going, he says that, "What I have, I brought from the heavenly kingdom, I am giving it to you. And I am giving it to you not the way that the world gives. Because the world gives based upon merit. If you deserve something, then the world gives it to you. But Jesus Christ's peace is given by grace. The world is full of merit. You have to work hard yourself for something. And if you meet the condition, then you can get it. That one is merit. But Jesus says that, "I give my peace in a different way. I give it by grace." Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful that God wants us to live our lives by kingdom peace. Look at the book of Matthew chapter 11. Verse 28. It says that, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Please underline rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Please underline rest again. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Bible tells us about some two peace that we can receive. We can receive it from Jesus. He is breaking down his peace now to tell us that kingdom peace, you can break it into two. The first one is in verse 28. He said, come unto me, you are heavy laden by the world, you are laboring in the world, and I will give you peace or rest. Once again, I'm sure that we would have wished that Jesus would say, come unto me and I'll give you cash. It was why we labored. Why are you sweating it out in this troublous world? If you break it down, you will see that it is because you say, if I don't go, money will not come. And you say, if you are born a man, then it's a very big responsibility. So you enjoy carrying a very big responsibility. You have to look at this, you have to look at that. And the bottom line in this world is that you will have money to be able to take care of your family, money to be able to take care of yourself. But Jesus says that when you come unto me and you are laboring, I will give you rest, not money.
Yeah.
So verse 28 is talking about a certain peace in our spirits. The peace is in your spirit. The way to get this type of peace is for you just to come to Jesus. He didn't tell you to do anything. All that he said, just come and I will rest you. That is how it reads in the Greek. I will rest you. He is a Sabbath. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Before he came, there was a Sabbath. And the people of Israel, they were resting all the time. Or I should say, they were resting at certain times, all the time during the Sabbath. They don't joke with it at all. When I was in the Holy Land, I could see how they cherished the Sabbath. Because everybody will have to rest. Jesus says that he is the real Sabbath. The other one, where the Jewish people know, is a shadow. But Jesus says that when you come to me, I will give you rest in your spirit. The world does not know this rest. The world does not have this peace. The world cannot give this peace. You can have everything in the world, but if you don't come to Jesus, you cannot have this peace in your spirit. It is a special one that he brought, that he left to us. One of the greatest burdens in the world is religion. Because religion always imposes many things upon people. Starting from the Christian religion, thou shalt do this, thou shalt not do that, thou shalt do this. It's a very heavy load, over 600 laws. You do it and on top of it, you don't have peace in your spirit. Every religion in the world is a burden on mankind. And men love to carry heavy burdens. Because they want to do something for themselves. Because they want to pay their own price. They want to make their own efforts. And say that I did this, so I should have this. I merit it. But Jesus says that when you come to me, oh hallelujah. He says, I will take, oh thank you, Lord Jesus. I will take the yoke of religion from your neck. When religion is making a demand of righteousness from you, I will supply righteousness to you. When religion is saying that put something on the table before the gods will do something, or before in the Christian religion, God will look upon what you have done and do something for you. Jesus says that, look, I am coming, or I have come to give you rest so that you don't need to put anything on the table. I will put something on the altar of God for you.
Amen.
So he gives us rest from religion. He gives us rest from our own efforts at righteousness, our own efforts at victory, our own efforts at success. He gives us rest from it. That is the first rest that Jesus gives. In this time, we call it getting born again. It gives you rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It gives you peace with God. It rests you from religion. Because religion can be summarized this way. It is you making efforts to reach God. But Jesus came with kingdom peace. It is God giving you peace by himself. So whereas religion says that let us seek God, how do we reach out to God? In the kingdom system that Jesus Christ brought, the kingdom system is about God reaching out and looking for man, not man looking for God. There is a second rest that you need if you become a believer. This time you have been born again. You have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. That rest or peace is found in verse 29 of Matthew 11. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The first kingdom rest is rest for your spirit. The second kingdom rest is rest for your souls. The first kingdom rest, it comes by you just coming to Jesus. The second kingdom rest, it comes by learning from Jesus. Or if you like, in the King James Version, learning of Jesus.
King James, now back there, Jesus.
He says that if you learn of Jesus,
Jesus,
you will find a certain rest. It is rest for your soul. The soul is made up of the will, the mind, and the emotions. There are many people who are born again, but they don't have rest in their souls. They have the first rest, they don't have the second rest. The second rest comes by learning of Jesus. And that is what every believer has to do. You have to learn of Jesus so that you have rest for your will. Because many people, their spirits are rest, but they don't have rest in their will. Today they want this, tomorrow they want that. Today they want to go this direction, tomorrow they want to go a different direction. Their desires are not stable. Their desires are not sanctified.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your will is talking about your desires. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that God has kingdom peace for our will. He has rest for your will, so that your will become stable. Because if your will is not stable, you are a very troublous person. Yes, you may be listening to me, you may be a believer, but you know that you are a messed up person. You are messed up in your will. You don't even know what you want. Whether it is in your marriage, whether it is in your finances, whether it is in your social life, it is in whatever aspect of your life. You know that you are always oscillating. You are always moving. You are a troublous person. You don't have rest.
Trouble
desires. And every desire that you have imposes certain demands on you that you have to do to get it. So you are messed up. But nobody sees it. In the quietness of your life, you yourself know that you don't even know what you are about. You are just confused. He didn't say, "Confusion, I live with you."
Now Jesus anchored there.
And you need peace in your mind.
You
call it peace of mind. Nothing can give you peace of mind. Listen, marriage cannot give you peace of mind. Your job cannot give you peace of mind. It may give you what the world has. I mean the world's type. You understand that? Church cannot even give you peace of mind. Your ministry cannot give you peace of mind. Only a person can give you peace of mind. His name is called Jesus Christ. He said, "My peace I live with you." Because you need it. He said, "Come, learn and you will have peace," because you need it. You need peace of mind from the troubles that your children give you. Only Jesus can give you that peace. Only Jesus can give you peace in your emotions. Some people have emotional heights, and then it comes down and They don't know what to do about their life. Mondays, they are troubled emotionally. When they see somebody, they are troubled emotionally. Jesus didn't call you to give you trouble. He gives us peace in our emotions. Your children cannot give you peace in your emotions. Only Jesus can give you peace in your emotions. Your children will give you something that the world can offer. But not kingdom peace. There is only one way kingdom peace comes. He said, learn of me. Learn of me. Know about me. Because if you know about me, you will find rest for your will, for your minds, and your emotions. So we want to learn of Jesus from the book of Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 is a story about the Lord Jesus. If only we can find Jesus over here. And we can learn of him over here. Then we will have rest for our minds and our emotions and our desires. So we want to talk about a certain ark. An ark that Noah built in the Old Testament. You would think that it is just a carpenter trying to do a boat. But that ark is the Lord Jesus. And if you learn of him, in other words, if you learn that he is that ark, peace will come to your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm excited about that. Because Noah was directed to cut gopher wood. God says in verse 30, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. The end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them.
He
says, I don't like the violence. I don't like the self-effort. This was a society of the survival of the fittest. Because some angels had come and they had married women. And the offspring, the children were giants in the earth. So with time, every family was marrying giants. Until all flesh had corrupted himself. We were not pure human race now. People had half man, half fallen angels. So God says, I know you are the only person I see. You are perfect in your generation. In other words, if I look upon the earth, you are the only fully bred human being. So I am going to destroy all of these giants and these people who are bringing violence on the earth, so that Noah, through you, I'm going to construct an ark. The name Noah means rest or peace. So in love, God wanted to save the pure human race he had created from the infiltration of the devil corrupting things on those earth. He wiped them with a flood.
Now,
so He said it is because it is filled with violence. I don't like this violence. I don't like this self-effort. It was a survival of the fittest generation. Because you meet somebody, you beat up the person to get what he has. Everybody was making his own effort. God says, I don't like the self-effort. I want mankind to have rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said to Noah, verse number 13. Verse 14 now. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Check it out in the Bible. I check it out myself. This is the only place where gopher wood, the name gopher, is mentioned in the entire Bible. This was a special wood. I said this was a special wood. It speaks about the specialness of Jesus. The specialness of his flesh. Because his flesh had no sin in it. Although it was subject to sin on earth. But it had no sin in it. This is a wood of a kind. Because all flesh has sin in them. Every human being has got sin in himself. Because of sin in his heart. But Jesus had no sin in his heart. Wonderful. So he is a special wood, one of a kind, the only kind in the world, the only kind that is mentioned in the Bible, gopher wood. So I believe that Noah took maybe an axe. And he was looking for a special wood. He got the only gopher wood around. And he hacked it down. Ladies and gentlemen, before Jesus could be the ark, before he could be the ark of rest for you and I, he had to be hacked down. As a tree, they had to cut him down. He had to die for us on the cross. When he was dying on the cross, it was the cutting of the gopher wood. He said, learn of me, not so. So that what? You have peace for your soul. So we are learning of him. So they had to cut him down. He had to die for us. And then Noah took some nails and took one gopher wood, another gopher wood, and started to nail the wood. So on the cross, they were nailing Jesus left, right, center. While they were nailing him, the devil did not know that he was fulfilling Genesis chapter 6.
Amen.
That somebody's life has to be cut down and ended. And they have to put nails through that wood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus was dying on the cross, it was God preparing his own ark. Says, I make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. Make room in the ark. So Noah had to make rooms in the ark. He did not know that he was doing something that was yet to be done properly. Because in John chapter 14, when Jesus Christ came around and he was going to the cross to die, he says that, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions or rooms. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Some people think that he's talking about going to heaven. But from the upper room, Jesus did not go to heaven until after many days. But he went somewhere. Wherever he went to prepare room for us. So that we will not be troubled in this world. He was telling Peter, don't be troubled. Because I'm going to prepare a place for you. On the cross, when he was being crucified, he was preparing a room for us. Amen. He went to the cross before he went to heaven. He prepared rooms for us. He said that when I have finished preparing, so to speak, I will come back and receive you unto myself. Receive you unto myself. So that you will be in the room that I have prepared, gone to prepare for you. That where I am. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That where I am, there you will be also. Because where I am, you will be in me. You will be in the ark. And because you are in the ark, you will not be troubled. Because it is an ark of rest. It is an ark of peace. Hallelujah.
Amen. You came from
heaven. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.